Hi, Steve. This is Dottie. How you doing?
Wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Have you tried the seasoning yet?
I haven't. I have been so busy.
Okay.
So busy taking care of Carolyn.
It's a fascinating life. I am.
But just moving along, excited for our Friday so we can get to Saturday sunny and get a bunch of stuff done at home.
You're breaking up, Steve. I don't know where you are, but...
Well, my internet is having troubles, and therefore it's probably not having good enough up speed times for me to get the call information up, so probably won't be able to understand me. It's been going on for
I can get just about every other word. I'm not really getting full sentences.
I'm sorry. I'll have to call in on my cell phone, okay?
Hello, Dottie?
Oh, hi. That's much better, yeah.
Yeah, but my internet connection has been giving me fits for a couple of weeks, and they finally acknowledged there's an outage in my area, so we're going to do something about it finally, maybe.
Doesn't that drive you crazy? You pay for it. You know, why would you call them if you weren't having a problem?
Yeah, well, I've been having this kind of problems for probably close to 3 years, off and on.
Huh.
It worked good for a while, and then it would just absolutely go south and not work at all. And I've been having trouble for, like I say, about 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I think it's going to...
It's arrived.
ISP. So. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. This is Anita.
Hi, Anita. How you doing?
All right.
We've got Dottie and myself here that I know of this morning.
Okay.
And I'm running like crazy to get out of the house and onto the train here in the next 10 minutes, so I'm going to go on mute and let you two talk.
Oh, I was just going to listen in, so.
Me too. You know, might as well be
you, huh?
I guess I'm going to talk to myself here. That's not a good thing, is it? Nobody else overhears me. but I found trying to find it now. Oh, yeah, here it is. I happened to copy it. I thought it was kind of good. It was a handy guide. A handy guide for better portion control, and how to size up your protein. Like protein fuels our energy and helps build strong muscles. Use the area of thickness of your palm to eyeball how much chicken, fish, or tofu you should be eating in a single sitting. Which I think most of us know that the palm of your hand. As far as the veggies go. What should accompany your protein? Scoop up 2 fistfuls portions of fresh veggies for a ton of nutrients and antioxidants. So that's how you can figure out your veggies, I guess. And your salad, if you use both hands like a serving spoon to lift up a big portion of leafy greens to give yourself about a tablespoon of dressing, use this length of your thumb as a guideline. So for dressing, about the length of your thumb. And as far as fruit goes, how many berries to pile on your morning yogurt? You fill your hand with just the right portion of fresh fruit. So your hands, I guess, are very important in this in this little portion control thing. And as far as the fats go, it's use your thumbnail again as a measure. Oh, yeah, I thought that was pretty good information.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's arrived. Well, I think sometimes we put too much on our plate, you know, because we think that's the right portion, but Americans are eating way too much larger portions, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking I need to pull out that chart that we used to have when we were on the other lifestyle that Ruth and Char came up with. That pretty good amounts on it, so.
We can grow them, can't we? We can grow the portions larger. I know, the only ones that we can legitimately get away with is our veggies.
Yeah. Well, the salad, as long as it's a really healthy one, that's, I mean, you know, the greens, well, not the rice.
Yeah. Well, it's basically the dressing that gets us in trouble, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Good morning,
Star. Good morning. I guess it's good morning. Fly out of bed and run.
I was going to say Steve was on, so he said he was going to go on mute and get himself going. So.
Yeah, well, it's that day of the week, and
yeah.
We had a reprieve and found out that things switched on us, so we're still at home. We're leaving this thing just short.
Where are you heading?
Redding, California, and then a couple of other stops that we're going to do on the way down and the way back, and gee, and here's a container of yogurt sitting upside down on the floor. Oh dear. Unopened, of course, but.
Oh, that's good.
Must have toppled out off of something. Unless it's in a rush. At least it's the best thing to find unopened that needs to be refrigerated, or should be refrigerated, that wouldn't matter for a few hours. Jeannie
has arrived.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. Running a little late today.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I didn't beat you by too much here.
Oh. Are you on the road?
No, I just told him, I said we had a little bit of a reprieve because of got rescheduled, the person we were supposed to meet with going down said they couldn't, and so I said we had a few more hours to get things going, so we're just getting, trying to walk around here and think, what can I do while I'm talking?
Yeah, well good. Who's down there, are you going to Klamath, did you say?
Yeah, this is, what happened was it was a guy that stayed, a couple that stayed at our beach house the last time. He's an attorney and she's a bookkeeper accountant. And he got very intrigued with everything Denny had to say and said, would you stop by?
Oh, good.
And Denny gave him, they left a couple of things there and said a couple of them you could leave in the house and one you could take with him. It was a bracelet, because he's had trouble for a long time with his wrist, and I don't think the bracelet's probably enough to do the trick.
Okay.
Make no other comment, you know. I always get nervous when it's something that's, you know, long-term or fairly, you know, significant as far as what's going on, that's quite enough to make it happen. Sometimes it does, but...
Yeah.
Other times they just need more. But anyway, that was a stop. But his wife was in for surgery, and it was more intense than they expected. So she was in for longer and just got out of the hospital, and he said it'd be better if, could be a few days later. So going back will be better.
Yeah.
So just reroute things a little bit.
Sure. That flexibility is nice.
Yeah, and then the starting of the other people that we were with down in Coos Bay.
Yeah. Well, that'll be nice. Is your weather cooling up there a little bit?
It's warm.
Is it?
It's last night when I got out, leaped out of bed. I won't say rolled. I leaped out of bed a few minutes ago. It's not quite 60, but boy, it feels like it's 70 out there.
Wow.
Humidity.
Yeah.
And Redding is just running right around 100 degrees, so.
Oh.
Yeah, that's different for us. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I can't take, you know, I was getting ready for beach weather, and my gosh, I got to take cool stuff, too.
Yeah, you do. 100, whoa. Yeah, we're having... We're doing, well, I'm going to the market this weekend, too. It's going to be 103.
Oh.
Today's 105. Tomorrow's 103. And then I think 98 on Sunday. And then 90 on Monday. So we're going down into our 90s and 80s next week.
It's arrived. That'll be nice for you, huh?
Yeah, which hopefully it'll our hundreds are gone. We'll see. It can last through October sometimes, so.
Oh.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's, you know, the leaves are falling around here. It was blowing fairly good yesterday, so we had a lot of stuff coming down, which is kind of nice. It makes me start thinking about soups, and it makes me start thinking about, just little different ways of putting things together. I got on the phone yesterday to call on the book, the Ten Talents one I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And got to talk to the doctor's wife, and while she was dismissed herself from the call, excused herself from talking to me to go do something else for just a second, she asked, and I said, sure. While she was gone thinking about, you know, who I was talking to and all, I thought, well, gee, I wanted to stop by and pick up books, and then that didn't quite work out because of change of plans and them being gone. I wanted to find out a bulk weight. Well, I don't want to buy them by the case because I don't, you know, have that much need for them. But anyway, I was thinking about that. I thought, well, gee, I wonder if they'd come on the call and just give us some pointers, interview them. And so I asked her, and she said, well, I don't see why not. She was very intrigued with the whole idea. She kept calling it a radio talk show. Hey, I said, well, it's not quite a radio talk show. I can remind you. So she said that about two or three times. And I said, you know, it's a smaller call, but I said, I would like to make it available to other people, and I think I know the interest would be, you know, greater beyond just our normal group. And she says, oh, no, that's fine, that'd be great. And so anyway, she was going to check with him, so I'm kind of excited about that, because in going through it, there's this book, the second one they put together. You can go on the Internet. I'll give you guys a heads up. Grab my sheet here that I wrote it down on, and look up, they've got, I think it's just 10 talents, 10 spelled out in TALLENTS.com. I'll look in the back of the book for this one. But, I asked her, something else I can give you out of here too, 10talents.net, 10talents.net, TENTALENTS.net, www. Okay, so, but then as I asked her, I said, you don't by chance have an example of what the book looks like on the inside, like page with the recipes and the way it's laid out, and pictures and so forth, because there is a picture for each subject or recipe. Very nicely done, and sometimes a couple of different pictures when they're grouping different things together. And so it's broken up two, three, couple of recipes each page, something like that. And they have also color-coded. The page numbers are on the middle of the page, and every time it changes a little bit from one section, let's see how they have it broken. Okay, sprouting is one section. That's got a little yellow tab. You know how they mark a book on the edge of the page. And an index for that section. And then it goes to the next one, which is vegetables and side dishes, and an index for that section. In addition to the, sure, there's got to be a big index in the back, a huge one. Yeah, huge index in the back, general index. Even talk about the most useful appliances to have in the kitchen. Of course, the Vitamix is right there. Anyway, that's only a couple pages. It's not a long dissertation. So, in asking her that, she said, no, I do not. We've talked about doing that, and my husband's working on the website. But she says, my daughter has another website that does show something on the inside. I haven't had time to go to it. And it's 10 Talents Cookbook. Everything spelled out again, 10talentscookbook.com. And she said, you can see and read a little bit more about it there. So then I asked her, I said, and your favorite recipe? I said, I'm in a situation where I'll be... that you've used for other people that has been a really good one for people that are not eating the way we are.
Yeah.
That we're trying to impress. And she goes, oh, that's easy. She just rattled it off instantly before I even got the sentence out. 311 in there, and let me give it to you here because I put a tap on it.
Page 311?
Yeah, page 311. But you won't be able to open, on the internet to that page. Anyway, it's called Super Sun Burgers, and her comment, and she's got little comments, not on all of them, but like some of them she's won awards with.
Oh, good.
Things like that, ribbons. Finally, the secret's out for the recipe so often requested. Excellent served as a main dish, hearty sandwich, or a 4-4 picnic potluck, or packet for lunch. Super nutritious, super seeds, the hamburger, low in fat, high in fiber, and super delicious. And so it's a burger recipe.
Okay.
And I don't like to go ahead and give recipes before I try them, but this one really caught my attention, so I'm going to run down through it if you guys are interested.
Yeah.
I think I got to get me some water. My water. Already dry. I haven't heard that many things.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I just made a couple of days ago, I found Vegetarian Times Pepita Sunflower Sesame Burgers that I made, and they're really good. It makes four. I can send that one down. This one's from the March 2001 issue.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how close that one is to this one.
So I'm anxious to hear. Yeah.
Okay, 4.5 cups of water. I'm going to run down through the ingredients instead of combining ingredients and directions like I like to.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with it here. 4.5 cups of water, 1/2 cup of soy sauce or Bragg's. 1.5 teaspoons of Italian seasoning. Same amount again, 1.5 teaspoons of sweet basil. I like it when they're this easy. Again, the same amount, 1.5 teaspoons of garlic powder. She's really shortened this with using the dried herbs, which makes it, of course, faster than chopping fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And if the taste is really good, sometimes you can get by with that.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like using them fresh by any means.
What do you think Italian seasoning is?
Italian seasoning, yes, that's mixed, that's a mixed Italian flavors.
Okay, thanks.
Oregano and some others. 1/2 teaspoon of thyme and 1/2 teaspoon of oregano.
1/2 teaspoon thyme?
Yeah, and 1/2 teaspoon of oregano.
Okay.
She's even grouped them so they've got the biggest amounts of these other things first, the spices, which is a logical way to do them in my book.
Yeah.
1/4 teaspoon of cayenne, or to taste, or optional. Then 1/2 cup of walnuts, 1/3 cup of sunflower seeds, 1/2 cup, down here, finely chopped celery, 1 small onion, chopped, sauteed, 1/3 cup of nutritional yeast flakes, 2 tablespoons of soya powder, optional. We could use our protein powder, except that it's sweet. Would be the only reason I probably wouldn't do that, or like a brown rice powder if you didn't have the soya.
How much?
4 1/2 cups of regular oats. Okay, so that's the list of ingredients. It says, in a large kettle, bring the water and the soy sauce and seasonings to a boil. So you could bracket all of that and just write out from it, bring to boil in large kettle. Okay, then add the walnuts and the sunflower seeds and the sauteed onion, the food yeast, soya powder, and bring to boil again. So you can bracket that.
Everything but oats then, right?
Yeah, everything but the oats. Makes it really simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring it to a boil again, as I said, and then add the regular oats, stirring just enough to mix evenly. Turn off the heat, cover, and allow to cool 5 to 10 minutes. Is that simple?
Yeah.
Form into 3-inch burger patties using a wide mouth fruit jar ring and the lid.
Huh.
And that's what I did, except I didn't leave the lid in it when I was making the muffins, the English muffins. So there's another simple little tip that to make it so much easier. I even oiled the ring, but on this you probably wouldn't need to, but it wouldn't hurt to spray it just to make sure that nothing sticks to it. Place on nonstick. I don't think she's leaving the ring around it. Place on a nonstick or oiled baking sheet. Bake the burgers at 400. My brain's wandering to the side here. 400 in a 400 degree oven for 15 minutes on each side, or until lightly browned and crispy. The yield is 15 3-inch burgers. Or double the recipe, stack, and freeze for later use.
Freeze before or after cooking?
After.
Do you think you could do this on the grill, or they fall apart?
I don't know, because I haven't done them yet.
Okay,
I would rather do them in the oven. I think you've got more control, I don't know why, I've got a huge griddle, so that
would probably make a good meatloaf.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah, it would. I think that would too.
I think the convenience, and these are thick. They are as thick as the jar lid, because they're not going to shrink. There's no grease to cook out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got it shown stacked in a burger with the lid not put on yet. It looks absolutely incredible.
So each one is the same.
Pardon?
Each one is exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah, they're, perfectly uniform, and because they are so thick-looking, the edges aren't rounded out and looking like they're breaking off. So I would guess that they might hold together really well because of the way she put the ingredients together, glued them together, so to speak, by cooking them and boiling them that way. I'm going, wow, this looks like an incredibly good recipe.
Yeah.
What could you put in there besides the oats that wouldn't have gluten in it?
Hey, well, I get gluten-free oats is what I would do, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd keep it real simple because, I mean, I'm sure you could use, like, the quinoa will be stickier when you cook with it and it's boiled. In fact, I sometimes get frustrated because I want it to all fall apart like rice, and it doesn't, but it's so much lighter, it's not going to have the weight that the oatmeal would have. No, it would be another one, or, you know, it would be worth a try after you did them I would do the regular recipe probably the first time. The other grain would be to use the millet and maybe do it half millet and half oats. But it should not be hard to come by gluten-free oats. Bob's Red Mill has those. And they're in a lot of the, you should be able to find them in the health food section, you know, where if they've got any size amount of gluten-free, and they may be in the package from Bob's Red Mill.
Hey, Steve. I just wanted to tell you that the quinoa that I bought was not from VitaQuest. It was from nutsonline.com.
How much did that run a pound?
Good question. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Star, how much soya powder was there?
It was only 2 tablespoons.
Okay. I missed that part.
And I'm sure they're using that just to spike the a little bit, you know, more protein in there. For part of it, I don't know whether that would add some stickiness to it also. Cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
To some degree, especially. But, you know, the idea of it boiling together, or just brought to a boil, so it's cooked together. Pre-cooked together is great. Because I do not forget that the pecan burgers are great, but they're much more fragile to work with.
Yeah, they are.
And that's time-consuming when you're trying to do things if you've got something that is just a really well-put-together. The next page is a recipe for stuffed peppers with brown rice.
Oh, boy.
He's got various stuffing recipes. And then cashew oriental rice. I mean, she just got... And then there's soy peanut patties. You know, lots of variations in the same type of thing or similar that could be interchanged for, you know, used different way, like you said, meatloaf and so forth, Nancy. Anyway, I'm... excited to get these to give my sons for Christmas.
Did you find out about buying a quantity?
I did, but you have to do a case, which is 30. I mean, could do it. It's not a huge discount like there is on some of the other ones. It's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the freight, but it's, you know, it is doable. But,
how much is the cookbook?
It's 35. But,
Shipping?
Huh? Yeah, and she says she can ship them for $7.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad for the weight. I mean, I'm going to lay this on the scale because you guys are not. This is, Jeannie, you know the green rainbow?
Rainbow, right, yeah.
Okay, this outweighs it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's why it's, okay, we have got just under 4 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, it is.
And it lays nice. You know, I get a little on a kick here when I see these kinds of things. But, you know, they're kind of few and far between so.
Do you know what 10 talents stands for?
10 talents is out of the Bible.
Oh.
Talk about 10 talents. In fact, on the cover in tiny, tiny print, there's a picture of the gal in the Garden of Eden, and it's saying God's menu for man Genesis, I think it's Genesis 1:29. Would you remember that, Jeannie? I don't have it to memory by any means.
Okay.
I'm sure that's what the scripture is.
I was going to say, I just read it in my devotions, and it's right in there someplace.
Okay.
Am I correct that this is not a totally vegan cookbook?
She's saying vegetarian.
Okay.
She's using that word, and it could be because it's more user-friendly, the word, because she is doing it. I don't know that they're addressing it with the environmental animal aspect. It's not that kind of writing. Oh, here it is. I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth,
wow,
every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And being a doctor, he addresses it as, the proper way to feed your body. You know, and we'd use other things, let food be your medicine and so forth.
Sounds like it should be out of Brunswick.
Pardon?
It sounds almost like it should be out of Brunswick.
It could be because they're Adventists also, she has
to
start talking. Because that's their basis for eating. And they believe, that we should give, we should adhere to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we should adhere to it for the sake of our body.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about the spirituality of it, other than saying this is a law that is as old as man, basically. And so why are we acting like it's something new, it's something different, or whatever? And the copyrights are 1968, 1985, 1996, and 2008.
And people still want it, interesting.
Yeah, and they're still reprinting it, and this was probably the most major update.
They've updated as they've gone through the reprints.
Pardon?
You think they've updated as they've gone through reprints?
Oh, yeah, this last one is a huge update.
Okay.
The biggest one, and she addressed that. She says, the recipes have been redone. They even talk about the one chapter is your baby, a precious bundle of love, what a great thing for a new couple starting out, and nursing. It actually shows a mother nursing here, and how to do baby foods and buying the quality that's got the little guy playing in a banana box, first quality bananas and all of that type of thing. I mean, it's just nicely laid out. Probably her grandkids in here that she's got pictured and feeding them and so forth. It's scattered through and sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character, sow a character, and reap a destiny, author unknown. I think I did that yesterday, or one of the days, whatever day I opened this. And reminders of, portioning here. She's showing portioning and just...
What kind of a doctor is this?
Pardon?
What kind of a doctor is this?
Just has MD. It doesn't give his... I don't think there's that much reading... what others have said, there's a section of that. From our hearts to your home, she's got the college, I guess probably where her husband went.
Have you looked to see if this is available, like on Amazon or Half.com?
The first one I got was on that, as a used book. The one that wrote the introduction is, I can't pronounce the last name, but he's got three sets of letters in his name.
What was the name of the cookbook again?
10 Talents.
Okay.
T-E-N and then Talents. I've probably over-addressed
it. I thought it was a good cook, 10 Talents.
The little print is that.
Oh.
In front of 10 Talents, but you don't need that.
Oh, okay. I think the last update was in 2006, right?
Did I say 6 or 8? whatever I said here, I'll look again.
Oh. 2008. Okay, thanks.
Was the last thing. Yeah, you could go in there and check and see if it's any less. That would be a good idea. If they've got it. Since they've got the order form in the back, they doesn't mean that Amazon still wouldn't have it. But she was... Oh, it says the Library of Congress requests permission for 10 talents to be transcribed into embossed form for the blind. Your cooperation is sincerely appreciated. Congress of Library of Congress. Anyway, food equivalents in the front, too. That's always handy, especially for a newer person cooking. And a glossary of terms, and oh, and she's got the nutrients laid out and appropriate amounts and where it's found. Right on down through. Just anyway. Okay, I think that's more than enough said. Comments or questions? I'm taking your time to read my cookbook here. Sorry about that.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah,
it's been interesting this week. I've been experimenting with doing buckwheat waffles that I made out of I pulled the recipe down off the web with, and it's been interesting to, I have one or two waffles in the morning and half of it's food waste drink, and it seems like I'm doing better and not being shaky and starving all morning, so I thought that was really positive.
That's a really good comment, Steve, because, I have got some extra, extra thin sliced bread that I found from my favorite bakery, French Meadow Bakery. I think it's in the, I know it's in the northern states, it's like Minnesota, Michigan. And I have done that sometimes, too, especially if I'm in a hurry. It might happen this morning. Or even a small portion of cereal, the toaster, the pancakes and waffles, we treat them a lot like we do bread in making extra amounts and then stacking them and just warming them, and I think that's probably what you're maybe talking about. Unless you're mixing them up every morning from fresh, which...
I make it. Looks like this morning I made 10, eat 2, and put 8 in the freezer.
Yes, and I don't even bother to put them in the freezer because about 3 or 4 days later, midweek, they're going to get eaten up what's left. They usually have enough for 2 servings for each of us, and that, is the bulk of our breakfast, but then I pull them out and use them individually, too, during the week. So, convenience and speed of doing it to add variety to what we're doing. And that's one of the major things I like, except when I'm getting ready to leave and I've got to go through and get all those little things out of the refrigerator or they will be green when I get back. For lack of preservatives, guys.
Where are you off to now?
Redding, California, and a couple of stops afterwards, Beach House, and before we get back to the Beach House, Southern Oregon, for appointments. So, yeah, we got 3 days down there, so let's see, it's Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, and then back on Thursday, so we'll be gone about a week. Which means I better get my moving, because we have, guys, don't forget with the kickoff call. Ruth was really excited last night when I talked to her very briefly about her time in California. And we got something new coming and details on the release of the new saga today. So,
what Reed was talking about Tuesday night was the new saga and how much he liked it. Orange value was twice as much as the old, only 8 ingredients.
How many ingredients?
I think you said 8 or 9.
I think it was 8.
I know they trimmed it way down. I didn't know how far down. So don't miss that, and we've got it in a few minutes, and it'll be on at 6 o'clock tonight. You can check for the phone number if you don't have that handy. Closing comments?
Have a great weekend. Travel safe.
You guys, too. Make it a wonderful one. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, sir.
We appreciate
your help and participation, guys. All right.